This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Tuesday, February 14th. There's growing interest in ETFs that focus on environmental, social, and governance strategies, or ESG. Nick Good, global co-head of State Street Spider ETF business, paid close attention to emerging trends at the recent Inside ETFs conference.
I think the one that probably has surprised me the most is the extent of conversation around ESG. Now, it's something that we're quite big believers in.
Good says ESG financial products are evolving.
Historically, it was very crude. It was, you know, you removed a few stocks that you thought were bad. And they were labeled bad. There was no sort of thought to weighting, underweight, overweight. The approach was very crude.
Developing an ESG index isn't easy. After all, how do you define what's a good company or a bad one? As an example, Good discusses a strategy to protect from global warming.
Your natural reaction would be something like Exxon should be out of that, or oil producers in general. Oil producers and Exxon in particular are some of the biggest investors in green technology. So in some ways it should be overweight. So how do you debate that? And I think that's part of trying to create a definition of what an appropriate ESG portfolio is, whilst also thinking about how you get a return stream that works.
Good says State Street has launched a series of ETFs to help investors divest from companies owning fossil fuel reserves while maintaining the benefits of core exposure to key benchmarks. It seems investors are responding well.
We have seen really good uptake. As far as we can tell, it's been all through Schwab, and it's been small trading amounts, which implies it's probably people with smaller balances, and it may well be younger investors, given that Schwab probably with a California bias. And again, we're hypothesizing on a lot of this because we don't know, but that would fit the kind of people that are looking to do that.
Good addresses concerns that investors might give up some performance when they turn to ESG products.
Historically, it was very crude. It was, you know, you removed a few stocks that you thought were bad and they were labeled bad. There was no sort of thought to weighting, underweight, overweight. The approach was very crude.
State Street offers a suite of ETFs focusing on ESG strategies. Other ETF providers are building out their own offerings, and Dave Nodig at ETF.com anticipates 50 to 60 new ESG funds will be launched this year. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.